This is Pastor Walton with a teaching timeless truth moment.
I love to sit and look through those holy pages and read about the eternal rock of ages. See all that God has done, the battles he has won, the great prophecies unfold. In every book from Genesis to Revelation, I see his loving grace, and this great salvation brings courage to my soul, for I know he's in
Habakkuk
control.
Chapter 3, verses 17 and 18 says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. When we come to the end of the chapter, the end of the book, he said, last time we looked at, he heard all that was going to happen, the destruction. And he said, I heard my belly trembled, my lips quivered. He said, I need to be able to rest until that day of trouble comes and wait. And he knew that when it did come, based on what God has said, there would be little left of Jerusalem when Babylon got done with it. Yes, they would be dealt with for what they did, but there would be very little left. Everything would be destroyed. They'd have to come back and under Ezra and Nehemiah rebuild the temple, rebuild the walls, and take all the ruin out. Remember the report to Nehemiah. It was a terrible report, and Nehemiah just, wow, was astonished, sat down and prayed and fasted. Well, he comes out and he says, here's the deal. I know what's going to happen. And although the fig tree shall not blossom, there's not going to be a lot of food. We're going to have to find it. Neither shall there be fruit in the vines. We're going to have to get back at it. And the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. It's all going to be destroyed. We have to start all over. It's going to take a while. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall not be herd in the stalls. Here's what I'm going to do. Listen to me carefully. God's still on the throne. God's still reigning. God's still ruling. If he has to, for his lovely people of God that love him, he may send a raven or send you to a brook. But here's what Habakkuk said. Yet I will rejoice. I am glad that it's an act of the will. I will rejoice in the Lord. That's the all capitals, L-O-R-D. That is referring to the Old Testament of Jesus. I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The word I will rejoice in the Lord means to triumph. I'm going to have a triumphant joy, an exuberant joy, a state of celebration. That's what that word denotes. I will rejoice in my Savior, Jesus Christ. I will rejoice in him no matter what happens. I will joy in the God of my salvation. And that word there is in response to something that is incredibly rejoicing, and that is the fact that God is my Savior and my salvation. He made my salvation. Therefore, I will, as an act of the will, I will rejoice in my Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. Rejoice, be calmly happy, and be exceeding glad. Turn around and jump up for joy. For great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets. God is a God that loves rejoicing. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Happy is the person who loves the Lord and rejoices in him and joys in God and loves his salvation. This has been a Teaching Timeless Truth Moment with Pastor Roger Walton. You may send all correspondence to tttbroadcasts@gmail.com. Tune in again next time for another Teaching Timeless Truth Moment.